On today's episode, what to pin in November, and Pinterest launches an online school. Hello, I'm Annette Barney. I am your host on this Pin Concierge podcast. This is where we talk about Pinterest, all the latest news, all the things you can do to get more reach on Pinterest. In short, it is conversations about the introverts platform. You can find all the show notes for this at pinconcierge.com/43 for episode 43. Today, we're going to be talking about the latest news in Pinterest, the business itself, what you should be pinning in November for every major niche. And we do this episode every month. We try to get it out before the month starts so that you can know what to plan and how to plan for the upcoming month. For past episodes, if you happen to have come across this on a different month than the one you're looking for, you can go to pinconcierge.com/podcast/what to pin. All right. And on today's episode, I have with me Whitney Sartain. She is joining me to share with you guys all about the trends on Pinterest and what to pin. Say hello, Whitney.
Hello. Thank you for having me back again. I love doing this podcast with you. I'm so excited to be here.
I love having you on the podcast and I love working with you. Whitney is one of the concierges here at Pin Concierge. She also runs her own website. And I always get it wrong when I try and say it. So your website.
You know, sometimes I think I either made a really smart marketing decision because it is a kind of a tongue twister or a really bad marketing decision. But my website is called awellnessspace.co. And there I would describe myself as an ex-corporate marketer turned nutrition enthusiast who is about to be a certified nutritionist and will be taking clients soon. Shameless plug.
That's okay. You can plug because I like you. And I know you've been working on this a long time. So very exciting that you're soon to be full-on certified nutritionist. I love
it. Yes, but I'm not going anywhere when it comes to Pinterest.
Yes. Well, because you know businesses value Pinterest. So
exactly.
All right. You have picked our peculiar pin for today. So what? Tell us about this pin.
So this pin is definitely, I think, something that is probably coming up high in searches because the search term right now that's really popular around this time of year is pumpkin spice. Everybody wants pumpkin spice everything. But this pin is 25 pictures that prove we've gone a little bit too far with our pumpkin spice. And if you look at this picture, you don't even need to click through to know that it's true. The picture, let me describe it to you guys, is if you're standing in a grocery store and you're looking at the meat counter and you're in the prepared meats that you can just take home and cook. So something that's already been seasoned in spice. This is a pumpkin spice salmon for $12.99. Ew. It sounds absolutely disgusting to me.
And I'll be honest, the photo is a pretty bad photo, like as photo quality goes.
Yeah.
It looks like definitely. Somebody took it with their phone.
Someone took it with their phone. It was probably someone's grandma, and they probably don't really use their camera very often.
So, but at the same time, I have never thought to put pumpkin pie spice on my salmon because that's basically
or
like
any meat, to be honest.
That's like cinnamon salmon. Like, say that 12 times fast. cinnamon salmon. Like, I can't. and they had a few other things in the article that were. Like there was salsa, I think.
Oh, I didn't see that one. The goat cheese was the one that also got me.
Ooh. Yikes. Well, you know, I shouldn't say ooh because there's probably somebody listening who's like, I love that stuff. And you know what? If you love it, power to you.
Oh, I didn't scroll far enough. I did not scroll far enough.
Oh, what?
I can't tell if this would be good or bad, but apparently Purina created a pumpkin spice kitty litter called Fall Frolic.
My cat doesn't care. Oh my goodness. I know there's the whole thing when your cat uses the litter, because we're both cat owners. They use the litter and it's going to waft like whatever the cover-up scent is in the litter. So I guess wafting pumpkin pie spice would be better than some of the weird chemically smells you get.
Yeah, but then think about this. You buy this litter. You have pumpkin spice cat litter. You get the wafty cat doo-doo plus pumpkin spice in your laundry room or wherever you have it. And then you walk into a Starbucks. And all of a sudden, you're associating those two smells together.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That is just gross. Those two smells should not go together. Very, very true. And besides, if you want your house to smell like pumpkin pie spice, just get a candle, okay?
Just make it easy.
That's right. But you can find this peculiar pin and all of our peculiar pins at pinconcierge.com/peculiarpinsboard. And that's where we put all of them. We just like to show you guys that we are on Pinterest for business, but we even see the fun side of it. So we share many unique things we have found over time on Pinterest. So we are going to start into our episode here about Pinterest news. That's our first segment, and then we will be getting to what to pin. So
yeah,
Pinterest has lots of things that came out with kind of in September. So Whitney, start us off.
Yeah, absolutely. Pinterest came out with a nifty little course. I believe it's an hour. It's either an hour or 2 hours long. How they worded it was kind of confusing to me, but it's called Pinterest Academy. And it's this online series of courses that are designed for businesses or Pinterest account managers to really understand how to get the most out of Pinterest. Right now, they launched with 5 courses, and it seems to start out with like an intro to Pinterest, which may be, you know, kind of boring to some of us who've been doing this for a long time. But then it goes into strategy and even all the way into creating campaigns and how to manage those. And then they're saying that the second batch of courses will be released soon. And this is where it got confusing to me, because they said the whole course is an hour long. And I'm not sure if they mean the courses that are out now is an hour, or if the entire thing will be an hour. So 1 to 2 hours.
So when I got into it, it looked like there was about, well, I'm trying to think, because each section had a couple little modules in it, and they claimed they would only take, you know, 3 to 5 minutes each.
Yeah.
So it felt like to me the first section was going to be 1 hour. I have not been able to do more than like one little module. So I'm guessing the second part will add another hour, because I feel like they're sort of trying to build this giant database that's easy to, for people to access of details about Pinterest, because over the last couple of years, they've been building their YouTube channel with a lot of their webinar data and information. Yeah. And I think this was just to make it more user-friendly, more searchable, and in the order you want to see them in. So they can build on
each other.
Yeah,
especially if you're just starting out and you're like, what is this? You know, how do I go from being a pinner to being a business owner on Pinterest? You know, where do you get started?
Yeah. And there's a lot of educating that has to be done when it comes to Pinterest. And I'm sure we've both run into this when dealing with clients, that they come to us with what I call their Facebook, Instagram mindset.
Exactly.
And they do not get it. They don't get how different it is. Just the whole seeking mentality. And we're like, and it's seeking in a different way. It's not Google seeking where they know exactly what they want. It's seeking with a, I'm not really sure what I want or need. And I just want to decorate. That's all I know. And so there's a lot of ambiguity, and people don't understand the planning ahead concept and things like that. So
it. Yeah, definitely. And I think that they chose the perfect time to launch this, especially, you know, as people do turn from pinners to business owners, or as longtime business owners decide, oh, you know, it's busy season. Maybe I should get on Pinterest. It's really something that takes a little bit of time to learn and understand and know that just because, you know, it's Black Friday for Facebook ads or it's Black Friday for your Instagram posts, it's not really going to be Black Friday for your Pinterest posts. And I mean, you can promote something, but it's not, again, you have to have a different mindset when you're thinking about Pinterest.
Yeah. And so we will have a link to the Academy. You do have to register to get into it. Basically, you're just giving them your email. So we should let you know that it's a portal type of thing. So it's pretty cool. The next thing that I have down that Pinterest launched in this past month is dark mode on mobile. And so I think this is interesting because basically all it did was take the white background on your screen and make it black.
Okay, I have a question about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did this launch automatically on your app for you.
My app required an update to get it.
Okay. But then when you reopened it, was it just in dark mode all of a sudden and you had no idea?
No, I had to go and request it. But I'm on Android. You're on iPhone, right?
I'm on Android. Oh. But a friend of mine who knows that I work with Pinterest a lot sent me a screenshot panicking. It was funny. It was like an hour after you and I were talking about dark mode in our meeting. And she says, "What happened to Pinterest? What is going on?" And I said, "Well, I mean, they got dark mode, but like that shouldn't be alarming you. What are you talking about?" And so she sends me a screenshot and she said, "Look at it. Look at it. Everything's different." And I was like, "It's just a different color. Like, calm down." But she said she didn't do, or claimed she said she didn't do anything to change it. And that it was just like that. So it was a very abrupt and scary moment for somebody who's just a pinner.
Well, and I can see how it would be. And, you know, it probably falls into that category of when Pinterest makes changes, they automatically implement them for some people, I bet. And then other times they make it an opt-in kind of thing, like it's available just to see how many people are going to switch over to it. Because if they don't force a few people to use it, nobody's really going to pay attention to the fact it's there.
Yeah. Very true. So, how would you know it was there if it's a setting that you didn't see?
Well, I guess dark mode had actually been available on at least somebody was telling me it was available on their app for a couple of months before it was announced by Pinterest. And they're like, "And we had no idea because we don't go into settings and check to change what it looked like." Yeah. But it's there. It makes the background black, which I thought the logic of why they created it was interesting because it's just proof they're always looking for better user experience. People said, "Well, I sit in bed in the evening and I'm, you know, scrolling through my Pinterest finding ideas and it's just really bright. So is there a way for me to put it in the negative so that it's dark in the background?" And so that's the whole reason they came up with this feature, which I thought was cool.
I love that. One thing I would love even more, I don't know if this is something that they would ever do in the future, but my phone automatically has a timer where at like after 8 or 10, I forget what I have it set to, all of the blue lights turn to yellow lights.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love if it was like, I'm scrolling on Pinterest and at a certain time, it just like that switched to dark mode.
That would be cool. Like certain hours of the day. That's probably way more complicated.
I don't want to have to toggle back and forth, but yes, I am a pinner when I'm laying in bed before I go to bed. And it would be great if I didn't have to like switch back and forth. Yeah.
Well, so when I heard about this, I kind of thought it was a little bit of a man thing that they did.
Oh, totally.
Because my husband, no matter what time of day it is, no matter what app he's in, it's in a similar mode as dark mode. My husband is not
too.
A pinner.
He loves dark mode.
But that is the way he wants it. And I thought, you know what? They say that they're getting one out of two millennial men signing up for Pinterest. So they obviously have realized we've got to cater to more users. It's not just women that we're looking at anymore. So that is dark mode. But the best thing came out recently from Pinterest, and you're going to tell us all about it.
Yes, Pinterest released their annual 2019 holiday report, which was actually really interesting. I did not realize that Pinners started pinning as early as they're saying. Like I was thinking end of August or early August, end of July. But in the report, they let us know that pinners are actually starting to search for holiday pins in June, which was like totally a month earlier than I thought, because for me, I didn't even go in there in June.
Like
school is just getting out. Summer is starting. Like, let me live for a minute.
But, you know, I can see anybody who it knows they're having a huge holiday event. Those things, I mean, some holiday events have to be planned months and months in advance. And, you know, you got to remember, people who are corporate even use Pinterest to curate their ideas. And companies are planning, like my husband runs a company with about 60 employees. I mean, they have to book their Christmas location in June. So it wouldn't be a surprise, hey, we've booked the location. Let's just quick look up some ideas about what we could do then. So I've just kind of got a rough idea. And then I'll come back to it again in a couple months.
Exactly. Or something like a holiday wedding, like takes a long time to plan a holiday wedding. And so if you got engaged in the spring and you want to get married, you know, in the fall, pinners are already looking up holiday weddings and holiday decor and, you know, how to make that look its best in the summer. So that was still, as a pinner, I'm like, whoa, like, you know, that's like walking into you know, a Hobby Lobby and seeing holidays in June. Like, I just need a minute. Like, just give me a minute.
I hope that doesn't mean we're going to start seeing holidays in June in Hobby Lobby. It's bad enough that it shows up. Like, it shows up in July. Usually I start to see it a little bit in July.
Right.
But I think it's always fun to look at what things Pinterest is telling us have increased in search topics.
Yes.
And
one of my favorite things that they talked about, I think it was like their biggest increase in holiday searches, was zero waste party decor. They're saying that's up by 81%, which makes me really happy. I'm not a zero waster, but I'm all about reducing your impact as much as you can. So they were saying anything from reusing mason jars, recycled paper, and even what I thought was really unique was how to make cloth wrapping paper, which I really like.
Well, you know, and cloth wrapping paper has been a big thing. That, and then there was another type of, it wasn't compostable, it was like natural product type of wrapping paper that was popular in the very beginning of the year. But I personally hate wrapping paper. I seriously wrap it. Anything that's large enough, I'll wrap it in a blanket or a towel. And that's part of your gift.
Here you go. I love that.
Because
we had a large package of some kind shipped to us not that long ago. And it came to us with tons and tons of just like, I want to call it, was it like butcher's paper?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that brown paper they package stuff with.
All on one stream connected that went for feet and feet and feet in my house. And so I just folded it up nicely. And I was like, I'll use this in December. It's going to be fine. I'll keep this. Thank you, Amazon.
Very cool. Yes, I admit, I totally reuse gift bags. So it's not that I hate gift wrap because of some like standing. I just think it's a waste. Like,
it's a waste for one. And for two, if I wrap the presents, it looks like a truck hit it. So...
I am not a good rapper either. Like, I'm an okay rapper. I thought I was good. And then I met some family members who are really good rappers. Like, like they're gorgeous.
Own a toy store. So you can imagine how busy a toy store gets around the holidays. And so my husband worked in the toy store growing up. And so he is like the best rapper in the world because they gift wrap everything. And so their whole family is like, all the presents look perfect. And then you could tell everything that came from me because it just looked like you got hit by a car.
Okay. Well, going along with that, one of the things that increased in search is gift wrap videos. I thought that was kind of interesting because I was like, oh, those could be pretty nice to watch. Because I remember last year I was really into watching. There was this how to wrap something with one piece of tape. And it was basically like this kind of origamiing your gift wrap around.
I know you love origami.
Yes. And so I watched that video. There were several of them. You know, I watched one and therefore Pinterest showed me 12, but I watched lots of them. So to me, it's like the clothes folding. It could be quite therapeutic.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and the food, there's always interesting food searches. What's another one though that you found?
Another thing that I saw that went up was self-care gift ideas. They said that was up by 134%, which I love because for me personally, a gift set for like an at-home spa day or even a gift card, I don't care, is like it holds so much more weight because you're not only giving me something that like isn't just like a one and done, like one time use type of thing. It's something that impacts like my mental health around the busy time of year. Mm-hmm. Like that is just like the best gift for me. And I'm more of like I like gifts that are like, you know, you go and do something like an activity.
The experiential gift.
Yeah. Like that's way more important to me than like a holiday PJ set.
Yes, I totally get it. And that's a huge trend in the gifting is gifts that are not necessarily just pure items. They are somehow an experience or an event or an activity of some kind. I was absolutely baffled by broccoli cheese balls.
I can get behind that.
I mean, I can totally get behind adding our veggies to it. I had just never, I was like, so broccoli with cheese and it's like served with crackers?
I haven't seen it. Is it cut up really small?
I'm pulling it up again because it's been a little while since I looked at it. So,
because I think that broccoli would have to be smaller than a certain size for me to get on board with that.
Yes, it's definitely totally pulverized. To me, they actually kind of look more like a broccoli meatball. Like there's no meat in them, but it's that appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like they're served with kind of like a cheese side and you can just dip them and eat them.
Yeah.
So
it kind of reminds me of like broccoli cheese soup, but in a ball.
Yes. I think that's the idea. I just had not ever heard of them. I mean, as much as I'm on here, there are new things to be discovered at all times.
Every day.
So the Holiday Trends Report is just plain fun because there's so much in it. And they always release it each year. They release it pretty early around the October time, actually, mid-October, because they want people to know what to lead their ads with. If they're food, here's all the food trends you can consider advertising in and those kinds of things. And, you know, you always need to expand just beyond the search terms they tell you because those suddenly become very, very expensive. But it gives you a direction to think and to look. So we will have links to all the articles we just talked about, the links to the Academy, Dark Mode, and the Trends Report in our show notes, which you can find at pinconcierge.com/43. Now let's get to the meat of this. We are talking about what to pin in November. So,
which I would say is like arguably the most important month for Pinterest.
Yes. November, December, powerful. I guess October is actually pretty strong for a lot of clients too.
It definitely is, but you know me, I'm always in the food realm of things, which obviously we all know we should be pinning Thanksgiving food. I'll get to that a little bit later in the episode, but I want to talk about going back to the self-care.
Oh, yeah.
And how I really obviously love getting that as a gift, but something that is going to be, I think, big this year for Pinterest is not just self-care gift packages, but ways to stay sane during this busy time of year. So like anything from at-home facials to like DIY essential oil candles or body scrubs or things that can just help you get through the busy time with a good state of mental health. And then also like a lot of those things can be used for gifts too.
So, I mean, that's definitely something to consider. Content making and what to pin is, I mean, Pinterest says it. People use Pinterest as a survival guide for the holidays. So
yeah,
they want
absolutely
these things of how to relax during the holidays, how to handle holiday stress, you know, ways to promote health and wellness for yourself and others during the holidays. So
absolutely. And then, of course, you know, I hate to break it to anyone out there who, you know, by the time you're listening to this, if you're not already putting Christmas pins into your schedule, you're a little bit behind, I would say. You definitely want to be pinning that earlier than November. But things that you can think about to start pinning this year is boho decor. That was also in the Pinterest holiday report. They're saying that's going to be really trendy this year, just like it was last year. And minimalism. So how to have a minimalistic holiday on Pinterest is going to be huge. And that can be really great for lifestyle bloggers who are already minimalist bloggers, and even DIY. So how to reuse things you already have or repurpose, you know, shams that you like, pillow shams that you already have and things like that, that you're just not thinking of adding. You know, I could add a ribbon to this and all of a sudden it's holiday, but I didn't have to go out and buy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. And I like that because there's something calming about looking at minimalist stuff.
Oh,
it feels
so
less stressful.
It's soothing and it's almost always like a lot of times it's monochromatic. So it's just like it hits both of those areas for me too.
And it's surprising a lot of like when you're talking about the upcycling something or things like that, you know, a lot of people are just looking for the five simple ways to make your house look like the holidays. And that's actually can be called kind of minimalist, you know, minimalist decorating and minimalist cooking and the, all those kinds of things. Anything that's making it simpler is another way to think of it as minimalist, you know.
I totally agree. And we all need that. We don't just have family in town. We have, you know, parties for work and kids activities and special things that you have to do for dance class and all these other things that are just like amplified in addition to like having family in town or having to go out of town. So anything that, you know, makes it easier on all of us, I think is helpful all around.
Definitely.
And then last but not least, as far as holidays are concerned, it's not too early to start pinning New Year's.
Nope.
It's never too early to start pinning New Year's. I think people think they have to wait until Thanksgiving is over to really start talking about it. But no.
Mm-mm.
No, not
no,
at all.
People are planning their New Year's parties.
Especially, yeah, if you're planning the party, you're already thinking about the food. You're thinking about the decor. You're thinking about what to wear. Like, never too early for that.
Definitely. And it's sort of, we should be honest that it's like crazy holiday. We hit New Year's and then everything just kind of completely shifts. So you want to pin all that stuff right up until the holiday itself. Mm-hmm. But then the moment the holiday ends, don't even bother. Like, it doesn't have any leeway past it at all. Like, everything shifts December 1st. It just does.
Totally agree. Yep.
So, and we always cover life moments. And I have to say, in November and December, all the life moments are just really about the holidays. So name a life moment, like buying a car, retiring, getting married, having a first baby. They all still just circle around the holidays, all of those things. There's not a lot of focus on any one specific life moment at this time period, with the exception of perhaps—
We're having a lot of moments at this
time. Yeah, like this is just the moment's moment.
Exactly.
So any life moments you might write about, you're going to want those hooked into the holidays because there's just not a lot of other searches going on in that regard.
Totally agree. So let's talk about food.
Okay.
Obviously, as I said earlier, we all know we should be pinning Thanksgiving recipes if that's your niche and that's what you have. So I won't get too into that, but I want to talk more about like the unconventional things Ooh. That we need or that pinners need around this time of year. So what are we all doing or many of us doing in November? We're traveling.
Yes.
And many of us are traveling with kids and sometimes they've never traveled before and it can just be like a whole stressful situation. And one of the things that I've seen pop up a lot is these little things called like travel snack packs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen them. Mm-hmm. They're designed specifically for kids and I've seen them a lot on Pinterest where they're made out of like fishing tackle boxes. Have you seen that?
I have seen these and I've seen them and they've been really targeted at how to get them through TSA.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge thing.
I love
that. Yeah.
And coming from somebody, I don't know if you guys, if I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I have celiac disease and I also eat mainly vegan. And so one thing that you can always say if you have all this food packed is, you know, one, don't have any liquids. That's always the hard part. Two, just let them know that you or your child has some kind of food allergy. And for the most part, I have never had any issues mm-hmm. trying to take pre-made meals through TSA because
cool.
it's just like, they understand they don't want to deal with it. You know, you have a food allergy. They want to send you on your way. They have too many other things going on.
Which is interesting because in the summer we pinned a lot of that travel food ideas, but they're mm-hmm. very different than what people are looking for in the winter because there's a lot of, plane travel is really what we're looking at. There's not so much road trip travel anymore.
Exactly. So. And there's a lot of times, you know, you're trying to keep your kid quiet too and busy on these planes, whether they, if it's a long one, you know, and you're traveling to a different country or from one side of the country to the other, they're probably not going to sleep the entire time. And you're going to want to keep their bellies happy and them busy. And so those bento boxes that come in the little, tackle boxes, they have different tabs too. And so it's sensory and you can fill it with different colors and you'll have to check it out on Pinterest. The pictures are pretty awesome.
Travel bento and boxes. Intriguing. I like it.
Yes.
So definitely.
And then the other topic I think that sometimes gets left off is Thanksgiving leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of Thanksgiving recipe pinning, but not everybody has Black Friday off. And sometimes we have family in town for, you know, even a week after Thanksgiving, if they're taking an extended vacation. And so after we've done all of that, like slaving in front of the oven and the kitchen for a whole day, we want something easy and we want to be able to feed our families quick and easy. So things like the obvious turkey sandwiches, but I think unconventional things like turkey burgers and turkey noodle soups or anything that you can take like leftover meats from and stuff it into an instant pot with like vegetables and meats are really, really going to help us all out this time of year.
You know, even though you're talking about leftovers, it's kind of clicked in my mind going along with that travel food thing is the how to transport your meat, your assigned dish safely to where you're going. Because I mean, at least in my world, it's a lot of family gathering at the holidays and there's always a food assignment.
Exactly. That was the next thing on my list, actually, is we're not just thinking about families. We're taking food everywhere. whether it's a church potluck, an office potluck, whatever local thing you have going on, you're probably going to a party for the holidays for that, and you're going to have a food assignment.
It's true. And, you know, and sometimes you get the option of choosing your food assignment. So those articles that I've looked that up, like what's the easiest thing to bring, and on more than one occasion. So I think there's a lot in that realm of food. I mean, we all know the trending topics of pumpkin pie spice and all of that kind of stuff, but these are those life hacks that people need and they're looking for on Pinterest. I think that's great.
Exactly. But yeah, that's what I really wanted to focus on for food. Do you want to take us into our next topic?
Well, it fits perfectly because you were talking about travel and food. So we're going to talk about some holiday travel ideas. And I was kind of on the same vein of thinking. People are looking for how to simplify the travel. Because let's be honest, that holiday weekend in Thanksgiving or at Christmas is a difficult travel time. So people want to know things about how to keep their kids happy, how to ease their way through TSA, how to simplify the travel, how to plan the travel better, how to hide gifts when you're traveling.
That's a
hard one, depending on who you're hiding it from as well. Cheap travel at the holidays is also another thing that will trend. And what we're seeing actually is a movement to kind of alternative travel ideas because airlines are so crowded and so overbooked all the time. We've been seeing more train travel options coming up and people are kind of searching for how to do the train travel idea. So there's a little bit there that you can go on. And the theme parks at the holidays. Everybody is looking for the theme park hack. And when I say theme park, I actually mean Disneyland, Disney World, and Universal. That's just the way it is. Now, there are other theme parks, but none of them are quite as the destination for the holidays as those are. So people are always looking for their hacks with that, as well as just how do you celebrate a holiday and be in those locations? Like there's kind of that family balance thing. So people are looking for that. But the largest thing that I'm always surprised and interested that becomes a popular trend through November and December is staycations. There's still a lot of people who don't go anywhere and they just want ideas of what to do when they're hanging out at home and because they don't want to face those crowds or they can't afford to face those crowds. And so staycation ideas of what to do in the winter or what to do during the holidays, you know, those 12 things to do in the San Diego area for the holidays, those kinds of things, definitely trending. You want to be pinning about that. And the last thing that I had was when you have guests, how to deal with your guests. And along with that, Airbnb owners are looking for how to deal with their guests during the holidays.
So, I never thought of that using Pinterest as an Airbnb owner. I bet there's a lot of topics that you could go into with that.
There is. And there's a lot about hosting people because I think sometimes people don't realize that running an Airbnb has so much to it. And even if you're not running an Airbnb, looking at some of that information, I'll be honest, I'm a terrible hostess when people come and stay with me. It's not that I don't like the people who come and it's not that I'm trying to be bad. I'm one of these people, like I camp, so I don't really care about luxuries or conveniences very much. So when people come and stay with me, like I realize things like, oh yeah, like we put the extra towels in the bathroom, but I didn't really tell them that they were there. So they probably didn't know they were under the sink. I should have pulled those out. Just like silly little things like that. Whereas when you look at this Airbnb information, it's kind of helps you like how to be a good host to people when they're coming and staying in your home or how to be a good host, how to be a good guest when you're staying in somebody's home. So these are all travel related topics. So... And now fall and winter fashion.
Yes. So I think there's a lot of obvious things to pin when it comes to fall and winter fashion. We've got the boots, the beanies, obviously like crochet patterns start to become really huge this time of year, but I'm going to skip all of that. One thing that I think we forget about is Christmas cards. Mm. And that is... The main thing we're looking at when pinners are looking up Christmas cards, kind of looking for pose ideas, kind of looking for locations, but for the most part, we're looking for outfits and how to dress our family, how to dress our dogs. And even we're sometimes looking for like cozy blankets. Like if you think back to all the Christmas cards that you receive, a lot of times people are sitting on some cozy blanket in front of a Christmas tree or, you know, out in the fall. So it becomes a lot more than just cozy blankets. It's how to pose. And I think there's a lot that you can go into with how to just make that whole day run smoothly, even if you're not a fashion blogger. Mm-hmm. If you're more of a family blogger, you can talk about how to make that day run smoothly, how to keep your kids entertained until it's their turn or anything like that.
Well, and I think even if you're somebody who isn't making the content, pinners are looking for ideas for the poses. Because let's be honest, everybody's decided they're a photographer, and a lot of us, you know, kind of self-hack our family photos. So they're looking for, oh, I've done it, the DIY ideas. So they're looking for those outfits that look good together, but weren't hard to put together. They're looking, like all through the fall, we know that everybody's looking for family portrait ideas. They're also looking for poses that go with what they're wearing and things like that. So I think that that's definitely something in terms of fashion that you need to consider is, you know, those, the clothes for your photos. I love that.
Definitely. And then I think every single holiday season, we all just kind of become a little bit obsessed, or at least I do. I don't know if you do, but I know a lot of pinners do, with anything that glitters or shimmers.
Yes. So. I was going to say glitter, shimmers, or has velvet on it.
Exactly. Those three things. It's like the holiday trifecta. So whether that's your nails, like a DIY glitter and shimmer nail, or I've seen some DIYs for how to turn like old shoes that you don't wear anymore into like glitter shoes, which I love.
That's fun.
So anything like that you can expect to see a lot of. I honestly can never see that subject going out of style for the holidays. Mm-mm. And then, of course, we cannot forget about my favorite topic, ugly sweaters.
Oh, yes.
Oh. I am one of those people who make my ugly sweater myself every single year. I've won a few contests, I don't say so myself. And
do you keep a collection of year-to-year ugly sweaters?
No, because a lot of times I will have like a winning sweater and then I'll add to it.
Oh, so it's like upcycling the ugly sweater.
Exactly. I actually don't think I have any now in my new place since we downsized a lot. So I'm going to need to make a new one this year. Ooh. So I'm excited to get looking at those. That's definitely a topic of maybe not typical fashion, but it's important fashion for this time of year.
Well, and really all through November and December, it doesn't matter what you're pinning related to the holidays. So,
yep, every single thing.
Those fashion ideas of, I know that party attire becomes a big issue, and how to do your hair. Everybody wants the hairdos, the updos, and those kinds of things throughout.
The pretty holiday hair.
Yes, the pretty holiday hair with, I'm sure, some kind of glitter or something in it.
Of course. Glitter, bow, something obnoxious.
Yes. I don't do up my hair. So,
neither.
I don't keep track of those, but totally off topic. I saw an article recently of really bad hair ideas, and they were bemoaning the butterfly clip of the 90s. Like, whoever came up with those little butterfly clips that they put in. And then immediately after that, when I saw that article, I was on Pinterest, and it was like 12 new ways to use your butterfly clip. And I was like, oh, I think they're coming back.
They were. I've actually seen people wearing them, and I'm like, oh man, I remember those days.
Yes.
But I'm glad they're over, because I will not be bringing them back for myself.
So that's fashion, right? That's,
yes.
That's some great ideas of what to pin about fashion. So now we're coming to weddings. Now, to me, weddings is about the only factor that has a life moment going on through the holidays. It's engagement season. We've said it before. We're going to keep saying it. This is engagement season. So even if you are a wedding business that deals with the, you know, like you're a caterer or you're a videographer or whatever, this is when people actually want engagement ideas. So you need to be pinning engagement ideas to get people involved.
Definitely.
And Pinterest recently put out a kind of trends in weddings. It was part of a larger trends report that they did. But they came out and they were talking about locations, and location planning with engagements is really a big thing. Using unique locations. People were looking for winery engagement ideas, carnival engagement ask ideas. And the ask is the ideas they're really asking for, along with things like women doing the proposal is, you know, the non-traditional proposal ideas. And then This sounds funny, but the backyard proposal is also apparently trending. So there's another thing to consider. And along with the engagement ideas of how to do the ask is the ring. So engagement ring trends. And what we're seeing a lot of, and that you'll want to be pinning about or writing about, is alternative colors on your engagement rings. So these alternative colors in engagement rings are talking about people using sapphires or turquoise, different stones for engagement rings than your traditional just a diamond. There was that craze, I think about 2 years ago, the chocolate diamond was a big thing.
That was big.
Yeah, now we're moving to completely different stones. And one of the stones that I loved that they talked about in the article was lavender sapphire.
Don't even know what that looks like, but I feel like I would love it.
Well, basically, it's a sapphire, only it's in a purple tone instead of a blue tone.
I'm looking it up right now.
And so engagement ring ideas are a big deal, and why you would choose certain ones and things like that. So your engagement rings are your wedding topics. And if you are a wedding planner, remember, right after somebody gets engaged, the first thing they're going to look up is how to plan their wedding. Like, what's that wedding planner book? What's that? What do I need to do first? What's the timeline? Things like that. Like, they'll come with lots of questions. So mixed in with your engagement stuff is that very, very early wedding planning freak out point, I guess we should say. You know, how to calmly, like, again, this is the theme. The Pinterest is there to help you survive stuff. How to begin planning your wedding, how to get over the big hurdles, how to ask people to be your bridesmaids, or, you know, how to tell the family that you're getting married, how to announce the engagement, those kinds of things.
And like we've been saying throughout this episode, as you're doing those things, maybe you're asking your bridesmaids or maybe you're telling your family you're engaged. Think about, you know, if you're going to write a post about something like that, do it with a holiday twist, because that's how you're going. Maybe you're doing it, you know, at a party, or maybe you're going to tell them through a holiday gift or something like that. Do it all with a holiday twist, because that's really what people are looking for at this time, is how do I tell them during this important time of year?
Exactly. So, you know, and how to ask during the holidays, you know, how do you do the engagement gift ask at the same time. So great ideas. So that's kind of where weddings are headed. As we go into the new year, they move into something else. And of course, there's always the wedding dreamer. So you can pin, you know, the ultimate Christmas wedding if you want to at this time. But those are just the dreamers. So they're not going to lead to your sales funnel usually. But they're good for the action and the saving. So
exactly. All right. Let's talk about home and DIY. So we talked a little bit earlier about zero waste and minimalism being big around the holidays. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to really impact the type of crafts that you'll see. I talked earlier about reusing mason jars. This is actually a topic that I'll be looking at a lot on Pinterest, because I actually have a giant cabinet where I keep all of these like glass jars, plastic containers, and different things that I've purchased things in that I don't really want the package to end up in the landfill that I can easily remove the branding from. Mm-hmm. So I have this big jar or big cabinet of jars and things. And I'm just like, been waiting for the holiday season. Like, what am I going to use this stuff for?
I can decorate
with it. I just don't know exactly how.
So my family is an Ovaltine obsessed family. They all drink chocolate milk. That's like not the traditional Ovaltine, just the chocolate Ovaltine.
Yeah.
And they always come in these round containers that are lidded and everything. And a couple of years ago, I saved a bunch of them. And all I did was make my neighbor's cookies and put them in and changed the wrap on the outside and pretty bows. And those are the kind of ideas people are looking for. I'm pretty sure I got the idea from Pinterest.
Of course. I mean, where else would you get it? So things like that I love. And then the other thing is cleaning. You don't typically think about finding the time to clean or downsize this time of year, but think about it. We're getting out, you know, those big Tupperware boxes from our garage or our basement or wherever, and we're pulling out decor and lights and all these things. And most of the time we're pulling things out with this mentality of, you know, I need this, I need this, I need this, and everything else I don't need, I'm keeping it in this box and I'm shoving it back where it went. But I think if there, I think if we take a minute and just say like, okay, do I actually need to hold on to these light strings that have been tangled for the last 5 years that I know in my heart of hearts, I am never going to sit down and untangle.
We all have that light string. It's like a security blanket.
Exactly. Exactly. So there's actually the things that I've been seeing pop up already that are called like fall cleaning checklist or the November purge list. So Ooh. That when you are either getting ready to have family over, you can go through these fall cleaning checklists or the purge list, which I really love, where you can go through your holiday boxes and kind of do the whole Marie Kondo thing of like, do I really need this? Does this really make me happy? Or am I shoving this back in the box because it stresses me out and I don't want to deal with it?
Well, and I think along with that, I know that a lot of families, well, at least a lot of moms, possibly the dads as well, they like to do a cull before the holiday season because they know a lot of gifts are coming for the toy room and they need to make space. So I think goes right along with that.
So there's multiple reasons. And I think that's a good segue into our next topic, parenting.
It is. And so parenting, I mean, the holidays and parenting, let's just say it, they go together a lot because Christmas is about the kids for a lot of people and it's about the family and those kinds of things. But some things that I thought of that just basically because everybody I know is starting to get a cold suddenly, immunity boosters. Parents are going to be looking
so
for
important.
That. Yeah. How to keep your kid healthy, how to avoid getting sick. What kinds of, you know, things can you do when you're traveling to keep them from getting the colds? Because I used to always make the joke that everybody goes away for Thanksgiving. And so every kid is sick 1 week after Thanksgiving because we all went somewhere, got new germs and came and shared them. So immunity boosters become something that people start to really look into, or how to quickly treat colds, those kinds of things. There's a lot of people want to search in hosting holiday events with kids. So they're looking for the ideas that will simplify the events with kids, however they want to do it. And it's not necessarily searching for events for the children, but how to deal with the children with the event you are hosting. So kind of as a slight nuance on that. Even though it's November, you're still pinning your Thanksgiving activities, which you should have started in October. But now you're going to start to get down to those actual activities that take place on Thanksgiving. So table fun activities, you know, making the place cards, making a placemat, lots of those kinds of ideas become an interesting thing. And I think going along with all of the self-care and the zero waste that we've been talking about, you want a lot of those ideas to fall into this minimalist as well as how to upcycle items that during Thanksgiving. So that's not just a constant free-for-all of buying new products. So the zero waste Thanksgiving, I'm sure, will become a very popular thing.
Definitely.
And along with that, kids are out of school. So they're not just out of school on the holiday day. They're out of school on other days. So time off from school activities. It sounds like that'd be pretty intuitive. Like, oh, of course, that's what people would search. But they're looking for probably activities that keep the kids busy while mom and dad are dealing with all the holiday stuff that the kids can't be involved in. Or better yet,
and sometimes mom and dad are still working.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, there's the how to organize all of that and keep your sanity. And then there's also what things can the kids do during the holidays? You know, they can help out with a lot of things. What are those things that you can give, so to speak, to your kids to take care of? I mean, I have teenagers, so they can technically do everything that I need them to. Whether they do or not is a different thing. But here's the biggest one that I think for parenting, you want to really focus on making sure you're pinning or you're making content for if it fits. Family traditions. So people are always looking for what's a tradition that I can establish in this time of year for my family. So they're
Love
looking
that, especially people with new families.
Yes.
They're because trying to figure out what they're doing that their kids are going to remember.
Exactly. And so, or how to hold a family tradition, how to keep it going, or like I said, people are just looking for the ideas to start. I mean, like I said, I have teenagers and we have traditions that just began 1 or 2 years ago because
Love that.
They finally got to the age that were like, oh, we can do these type of things. So, you know, about family traditions, their value, what they can be, those kinds of things covers, I think, parenting and the holidays. Like, there's so much there. So much. So that, there was a lot to cover on What's a Pin in November.
There was.
November is crazy, and December is going to be just as crazy. But those are the ideas for what you can pin in November. And we will have the show notes available at pinconcierge.com/43. And you can also look at all the peculiar pins at It's at pinconcierge.com/peculiarpinsboard. I am so grateful for you coming and talking with us about all of these things, Whitney. And where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me on Instagram. That's where I'm most active, at a wellness space.
Awesome. So until next time, I hope everybody can continue to find and be inspired by Pinterest to do the things that they love.